It was 2 in the afternoon by the time they stepped over the threshold of the casino floor, and Kevin was feeling mildly lethargic, the result of a heavily laden VIP buffet and 40 minutes on a lounge chair in a private pool cabana. He hadn't seen any showgirls, but he had been lucky enough to watch an extremely pale family from Passaic play water volleyball against a group of Japanese tourists. The floor was crowded, equal parts tourists in shorts and T-shirts wandering in from the boardwalk, and well-heeled weekend warriors from Manhattan, some in suits and ties. Despite the fiercely air-conditioned ventilation, the air stung with a blend of sunscreen and cigarette smoke. Kevin and Martinez paused at the entrance, getting their bearings. Slot machines fanned out on all sides, the blinking lights and spinning wheels wreaking havoc on Kevin's senses. The tables were spread out across the center of the long floor, blackjack felts and crap stations intermingled with roulette and stud poker. Crowds 3 people deep gathered around each of the tables, and Kevin didn't see a single free stool. For a moment, he wondered if they'd even get to play. Then Martinez pointed at a raised section of the floor, separated from the main tables by 3 steps and a velvet rope. There were 12 tables behind the rope, and only a smattering of players. "High-stakes room," Martinez said. "Usually I like to play the main floor, but there are too many civilians here today." Kevin followed Martinez toward the high-stakes tables, winding through the crowd. The crush of civilians energized him. So many smiling, laughing people. So much gambling adrenaline flowing through the room. He found it hard to catch his breath. When they reached the steps to the quieter tables, Martinez yanked the stack of bills out of his shirt pocket and casually split it in half. "You've played blackjack before, right?" Kevin looked at the bills in Martinez's hand. Sure, he'd played before. A few times on vacation with his family, once or twice at Foxwoods, the Indian casino in Connecticut. But the most he'd ever bet on a single hand was $5, and the most he'd ever risked in a night was a few hundred. He wasn't stupid. He knew that the house had an edge at the tables. Every player is a loser eventually. He'd gambled a few times for fun, but never seriously. "I'm no expert, but I won't make a fool of myself." Martinez pointed toward the nearest empty table. A frizzy-haired dealer in a dark blue shirt was standing behind the horseshoe-shaped felt, hands behind her back. 6 decks were spread out on the table in front of her, faces up. The empty plastic shoe, rectangular, 2 feet long, uncovered, sat waiting, hungry for their action. "So you know basic strategy?" Kevin shrugged. He knew how the game was played. The dealer dealt you 2 cards. You added them together and tried to get closest to 21 without going over. If you wanted another card, you pointed at the table. If you wanted a stand, you waved your hand. If you got over 21, you busted, and the dealer took your money. If you hit 21 on your first 2 cards, a blackjack, the casino paid you 1.5 times your bet. The player went first, the dealer second. The dealer's play depended on the casino, but usually he would hit until his cards added up to 17 or until he busted. When you got pairs of the same card, you could split them and have 2 bets going on separate hands. Again, depending on the casino, you could double your bet, double down, on your first 2 cards, taking a single card in the hopes of beating the dealer for more money.